Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand with a podcast review of a podcast I was on. Hardy, I'm looking at microphones right now.
Yeah.
Because I never want to ever do this again or sound like that again.
What mic were you using?
I wasn't using one.
I
had to use the microphone on my MacBook, the onboard mic. Oh.
That was not you.
It sounds brutal. I used to have one for this very purpose, but I gave it to Maz because I never used it.
Couple of pretty good USB mics out there.
I did. I had a USB one. I gave it to Tony Maserati. He's got it now. And I'm not asking for it back.
I want to plug into my phone.
I never use the thing, and he was looking for one. And I'm like, here, just take mine. I never use it. Yeah. And then the 2 years later, during a pandemic, I'm doing this, and I don't have that mic anymore. Wow. So I hope he, got good use out of it. I'm going to get a new one. That's what I'm going to do. All right, let's get to it, Jim. I know what you're going to play.
The main course, you ready?
Yeah. The main course. So we can stop this at any point? Is that what you're saying?
Just let me know if you want to stop it.
Yeah. We're going to stop and start if we need to?
Absolutely. What we're going to play, Beetle.
I know what it is.
How long into the hour and 45-minute podcast?
Oh, probably an hour in.
An hour in. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know what? Just go ahead.
I'd have been like that Sammy Sosa documentary where I just like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I was telling Jim, I do this interview every two years. There's a new crop of kids at UMass. I end up doing the same interview again.
Of course you do. You love your school.
I'm not sure if you do this part every time, though.
They just got me at a good time for this one.
What day of the week? Do you remember when this was recorded?
I will. I can look at Friday night. I can look at the date. Hold on. I'll tell you right now. Because Jim was trying to figure it out. Give me a second. I'll tell you.
I'm just trying to figure out what your mindset was.
I came back to work on the May 21st, and you guys were all ready to lose it, right? Mm-hmm. I came back in the show. Yeah, it was right around there.
May 20th was the date.
It was quite a while ago, then.
May 20th, which was 2 weeks tomorrow. 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Huh. Okay.
May 20th, it was a Wednesday afternoon that I did it.
I've mentally been better since that day.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like Hardy is really like a Swiss Army knife. He can produce. He can do all these different things. He's got all these skills, and he's kind of done so much in his radio career. I mean, is that a question you don't get asked enough? I feel like what's it like working with Hardy, and how underrated maybe is Hardy?
I would agree. I don't get asked that question enough. And so everything you've said is spot on about Hardy. I think there is no one that I work with at the Sports Hub that I feel – more strongly about than Hardy. Like, I just absolutely love the guy, and I think he's so incredibly talented, and I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day.
What can I say?
I'm confused by your praise.
What can I say?
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. That's I feel the same way. I feel a little uncomfortable. Uh-oh.
Zoe, I got you.
Zoe is speechless. Zoe, you okay?
Huh? Isn't it kind of weird?
I really feel like we should check in on Zoe. Zoe, we don't have time to listen the entire hour and 45 minutes. I'm sure he says equally nice things about you.
I don't know which kid this is.
What's that?
I can't remember names of these kids, so.
You don't remember Cam?
You made the pillow.
He's the one that never stops smiling. He's a UMass kid.
Yeah, he made the pillow. The pillow.
Yes, Cam with the pillow. I know he is. The yellow pillow.
I put him in the top three.
You ready for more?
How long do I go on about this?
Not of the
another minute and a half? Almost 2 minutes?
Oh, my God. I give another minute and a half of the Hardy love. Oh, my God.
And then Cam jumps in. Then you go over him to go back to the Hardy love.
I felt very strongly about Hardy at that moment.
And I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day and work with that guy every single day because he's everything. I mean, he can do everything, as you mentioned, whether it be give you a take on sports, produce something, put together a bit, crack a joke. Like, dude, just the guy has done so much in his radio career, which to me is just speaks to who he is.
Did Hardy die?
Yeah. I want an obituary.
I tell you what.
What's your contract up?
I want to make a formal request right now. I want you to speak at my funeral. I think I don't know of anyone who could do a better job. That was perfect.
I think I'd do a pretty good job.
Or just play that.
And how he's able to adapt and be so versatile and be good at all the stuff he does, which is even more insane. Like, yeah, he was a guy who came up through music radio and was really good at that. And now he's doing, you know, for the last 11 years, he's been doing sports radio. And oh, guess what? He's really good at that, too. Yeah. And it's sort of unfair is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things.
I have a question. So, who's it unfair to?
I'm so uncomfortable.
To the rest of the world. To the rest of the world to be that good. See, that many different things.
Like Jim Murray was filled in questions on Twitter, and people are like, hey, what's it like? I want to get into sports radio. He's like, no, do not do it. Do something else. Why, don't you love what you do? Yes, but you don't want to get into this business.
He's not
Jim
wrong.
Jim Murray, discouraging kids to not go after your dreams of wanting to do sports radio or be in the media.
Yeah, I mean, he's not necessarily wrong.
Nah, the media's tough.
Did you have a couple of cocktails before the start of the podcast?
No. Really? Would you like me to add more context to that, too?
I
could even say
right
more nice
that?
Things right now about Hardy. I could. To continue this positive man love, this man crush Hardy. Oof. I would say that working with Hardy every day, right, is when you work with Hardy, you're like, yeah, that's a guy that belongs in radio, and the rest of us just sort of lucked out, I guess. You know? That's what I would say, Hardy.
Jesus. Okay. Thank.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
Well, we have another minute. We can keep going.
Did I get
keep going?
Is there a diagnosis that I haven't been told about yet?
And the great part is sometimes when we replay audio, we can't differentiate when you guys are talking versus the audio we're playing. There's no problem with that on this podcast.
What do you mean?
You can tell when when it's podcast Beatle talking because of the audio quality.
Okay.
We don't have to play a music bed underneath to let the listeners know this is a recording.
No way. No way.
When we switch back to the podcast, it's painfully obvious.
And it's sort of unfair, is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things. So, yeah, no, that is, and you're right, he's totally underrated. Totally underrated, yes. And I mean that as a compliment because he deserves more praise than he currently gets because he's that good. So I think you're right, and I think you got to see that firsthand being an intern, and maybe not everybody realizes that.
Yeah, and I could connect with him on golf and stuff like that. He was always coming back, just cracking jokes, messing around with me and T-Bone in the back.
You guys messing around.
And he's easily the funniest guy in that building.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hilarious.
It's not even close. And,
T-Bone?
You know, people hear some of that dry wit on the air. In real life, off the air, when you can really sort of let it fly, when you're among friends and you're, you know, busting each other's balls and you can get a little more mean. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's by far the funniest dude in the building. That's not even close. Yes.
I can agree. And I only was around him for a short time. So
it does sound like I'm dead. It really does.
It does sound like you're dead a little bit.
Beetle, this changes our relationship, you know.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why don't you guys go out to another steak dinner together?
What's that?
Why don't you guys go out to another steak dinner?
Oh, they're zoning the steak dinner again. Yeah. Oh, they're zoning the steak dinner.
Oh, my God. The couple's night out. That was a good night.
That was a good one.
We had a lovely dinner, the four of us.
Had a Facebook memory yesterday of a year ago. Hardy was over my house. True story.
Zoe's gonna
true
lose
story
it.
over the house that day.
Was that before or after the Cannons game?
I think it was after. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It's a nice day.
I'm sorry, Zoe, we should have asked you to take this segment off.
I'm good.
You could have tapped out.
I'll do a couple cameos while you guys do these. I got five today.
The love people feel for me comes with a price tag attached. That's the best kind of love.
I'll give love. There we go.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mark. It's very, very kind, very awkward. That's great.
Hardy, I'll be happy to deliver your eulogy.
Yeah, that'd be great. And by the way, why did Beetle get to okay the plane of that segment and not me? Because I may have put the kibosh on that.
That's why.
All right.
Because we wanted to hear it.
Jeez, I'm sweating.
I said, it's going to make both of you uncomfortable. And Beetle says, it's not going to make me uncomfortable.
I'm
said,
not
are you
uncomfortable
sure?
at all.
You went on for two and a half minutes about him.
I was not uncomfortable about playing the positive love and praise for Hardy at all.
You must.
I was worried that Zoe was going to get pissed.
This has nothing to do with Zoe. This is a little bromance
and that's
here.
Why he's pissed. And that's what he can't take. This has nothing to do with me.
Zoe, you'll be happy to know that Cam talked about you coming in one day with a... he's like, I just came in one day. Zoe came in 9:30 with a chicken. Just started eating a chicken. Like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
That's what
the hell's unusual about that?
9:30 in the morning?
You get up at 6, you're ready for lunch by then.
That was his takeaway.
We just got a call of a guy who caught this segment halfway through. He said, is Hardy leaving? What's with the tribute?
Right.
Hopefully.
Oh, see, and this is where it gets weird for Zoe. Now he's pissed at me.
I got people texting me like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, I don't know either, but
like, he's not leaving.
Don't take your anger out on me.
Oh, I have no problem. I got no anger.
Yes, you do. I know you. I know you all too well.
I'm good.
Yeah,
he's already leaving.
Now there's going to be like a smear campaign that Zolak starts. It'll just start like grassroots.
I'm good. I got vacation
house.
Coming. You guys can rub each other down.
He's
going
to go to his middle kid, the one who I get along with really well. He's going to be like, you know, that Hardy's a real dick. You should just know. You know, he's not a really good guy. The whisper campaign about how I'm really not all that. Starting with your family members. Try and balance things out in your head.
I can agree. I only was around him for a short time.
I think we should force this to get way more uncomfortable by forcing an activity on all of us.
Okay, what's the activity?
Ranking your friends at the sports hub.
No problem.
Oh, God. That would be awesome.
That's easy.
Oh, my God. Yes. You want to talk about some compelling radio. We all have to make a list.
We all have to do it.
Not even friends. Who do you like the most?
Even better. Even better. You just make a list. You rank them all the way through.
Man.
You want to talk about.
Who's the best? Who's the best? Who's the best guy? Rank them. Your top 10. Everybody do a list during the break. Do your top 10 people at the Sports Hub. Go. And then we'll come back and everybody will read your list.
That could create some fun. Zoe, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
My top three are easy. They're already done.
Who are they if they're so easy?
I got... Just by virtue of what I just listened to, I got to put you at number
four.
I was going to say two.
All right, don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985 is the phone number.
What a weirdo.
What?
So writing his top 10.
On a box.
That's all I have right now.
What?
I'll do my list.
Okay. More to come this hour. We'll get to Jared Stidham as well. Don't go anywhere.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I feel like Hardy is really like a Swiss Army knife. He can produce, he can do all these different things. He's got all these skills, and he's kind of done so much in his radio career. I mean, is that a question you don't get asked enough? I feel like, what's it like working with Hardy, and how underrated maybe is Hardy?
I would agree. I don't get asked that question enough. And I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day. I would there is no one that I work with at the Sports Hub that I feel more strongly about than Hardy. So I'll go. He's so incredibly talented. And how he's able to adapt and be so versatile and be good at all the stuff he does, which is even more insane. Yeah. And it's sort of unfair, is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things.
Yeah, and I could connect with him on golf and stuff like that.
And he's easily the funniest guy in that building.
Yeah, yeah, he's hilarious.
It's not even close.
That's big shoes to fill right there.
I hope everybody can
join
us.
So, at 985 The Sports Hub for .com for our next third guy in here. We'll take all applications. We're going to miss you. You mean a lot to the program.
The tweets coming in are unbelievable. The show will never be... from Malcolm Willoughby, the show will never be the same without Hardy. Best of luck, pal.
I'm going to send out a tweet. Everybody join me in wishing Hardy 98.5 the very best.
Hardy will be there too. By the Sports Hub listeners.
It's like putting Todd Rucci's car for sale in the paper. That's great.
Greg Gattato, rest in peace. Hashtag gone too soon. Oh, God. Does Beetle put away his life-size Hardy pillow next time you go over to his house? Bob McDonald wants to know.
Everybody, again, please join me in wishing at Hardy 98.5 the very best.
You're going to confuse people.
What? I'm just saying wish you the best. That doesn't mean anything. I like to wish you
now
Hardy,
I'm getting
wish
paranoid.
You the best.
Now I think it does mean something.
So, the best. Godspeed. So, what's on your box over there?
You guys can't mess with me like this because Corey's in the building today. I see John Corey walking around.
Oh, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. I don't need this.
Best wishes to Hardy. May you have the best of luck on your new adventures.
Your future endeavors, exactly.
Someone wrote, I'll miss the Muppets. I think they mean Fuppets, yeah. But...
Somebody tweeted, Harvey is leaving?
No, that's good. That's good. Those people get it.
What'd you write on your box, so?
Oh, got my vacuum box here. So you want a top 10? So I kind of did a 10 and 10A. I came up with Jim as a top guy in the building. Winship number two. Mark Winship, head of Patriot sales. T-Bone, number three, you were elevated.
Oh, wait a minute. How is Winship? Not that there's anything against Mark
I've been with Mark Winship back to the BCN
days. We're going to start doing sales guys?
Well, I mean, you spend 3 hours pre and post with this guy, and then you see him in the building every day, going back to BCN, first when Sports Hub's inception.
No, he's terrific. Not a knock on him. I thought we were going to limit it to the public, personalities.
There were no rules.
I'm a loyalty guy.
There were no rules.
Things.
Just your top 10 guys at the Sports Hub.
Right.
Go.
You said, hey, give me your top 10 friends in the building. I put Jim number one. Winship number two. T-Bone, you elevated right there. You claim right up the draft board there. Late charge right there by T-Bone. As we cross people off the list. Jay Stu is in there at number four. Maz, sneaky. sneaky, sneaky good friend at Mass, Tony Maserati. We throw Lanny in for bleeps and giggles. Schmatz is in there because he's been around from day one. He's seen everything. Schneekloth, thanks for the Freedom Boat Club. Appreciate that, big boy. JT, the roof, Pat with the Quartz Light, and John Corey right there for keeping things rolling in at 10 a.m. Because you just mentioned him walking by, and I can't wait to see the mask Nazi out there in the hallway. So we're ready to roll. We're ready to roll now. So there we go. What do you guys have for list?
I did not expect that type of list, though. That was, I mean, you put thought into that. That
oh,
was...
I'll give you a list. You, oh, yeah. You want a list? I'll give you a list. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I got all kinds of
like
lists.
You,
I got
I
everybody's
like
got
you
that top five
in
list.
Your list. I feel like you weren't genuine.
People, you got top five list. Everybody's got that top five. Hey, here comes the bus. Who's on that list, you know? You get one shove.
I noticed that Hardy and I didn't make your list.
Oh, I made a list.
Well, I mean, we were thinking about it. Oh, you're on a list, you two.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did. Yes,
here it is.
Oh, I just now realized that not on Zoe's list.
Yeah, neither one of us are.
I got to redo my list.
So we can't have a little fun this hour,
guys. Jeff,
Hardy,
Howe
somebody
just,
wants to
hold
know
on,
this
hold
is,
on.
Oh,
Jesus, did they really
Jeff
write
Howe,
this down?
Hey, Jeff Howe just texted me. What happened to Hardy?
He's
leaving the program.
Somebody wants to know if the Fuppets are gone. Also.
Kirk Minahan just texted. In all seriousness, Hardy okay? Wow.
I'm fine.
He said he wishes you your best because he said, I got a spot for you if you're leaving.
I appreciate that. Another tweet. It was a long, courageous battle, but the tick finally won. Rest in peace. Hashtag TikTok.
More TikTok. All right. You have any more tick pictures in there?
What the hell's going on? Oh,
so what are you doing, Hardy? You got a list there?
I got a list.
Yeah. What do you got?
You want ascending order or descending order?
I want descending from the top down.
Well, I mean, I could only put you first after what you did. There
well,
on
you're
the,
first on my list. So,
yeah,
you
so
know,
there it is.
You're locked in, kid.
Mm-hmm. I had Zoe in at number two, but since I didn't make his list... I replaced him.
You can replace that. As people go up the draft boards late. You know.
Bob Sozi just texted me. Hardy, is he okay? What's going on?
Fine.
Just everybody that texts, say, tune
Bob's
in and listen to the show. Everyone's seeing your tweet, Beto. That's the problem.
I know. It's great. I love it.
Just tune in.
It's like we're doing some radio stunt, but we're not doing a stunt.
This is no stunt.
But
this
that,
is
that,
no stunt.
Us not doing a stunt means Hardy is actually leaving.
This is
you get
no
what
stunt.
I'm saying? It's like a confusing cycle.
Well, Zoe is number two on my list, but after finding out I didn't make his list at all, I replaced him with Courtney Fallon. So I've got Courtney.
I had her three
oh, the
on
one
my
announced
list.
The
I had her.
Firing.
I had her right behind Andy Gresh. I don't know what happened.
Now, Zoe is number two. Then Maz.
All the people that like me.
Yeah. Maz high up on. I bet everybody's list. Maz is everybody's friend. Then Louth. Then T-Bone. Lanny. Felger. Fred. D.O.B. J. Stu.
You hate Rich certainly.
No, I don't know anyone who hangs out with Rich ever. But these are all people that I either know from, you know,
I've hung
like
out with
time.
Rich. You've hung out with Rich before.
Not apart from like a station event or anything.
Oh, really?
Where's Cattle? Where do you have Cattle's
no.
in all this?
Wow.
He's not really
you've worked
in the building
with him longer than I have.
Yeah, I've never. When did you ever hang out with Rich?
A few years back. We went to like a Celtics game one night.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh.
Yeah.
DJ Bean. What's going on? I'm like, nothing. Wow. This is spreading.
Okay. Hardy 1, Maz 2, Gasper 3.
Gasper's not in the building.
What do you mean he's not in the building? He can't like, be on the list. He's on the air at a minimum twice a week.
I guess. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's true. So you say Gasper, I think Channel 5. Bang. You know.
Well, yeah, that is his full-time job.
Yeah.
But he still works here too, and has
Gasper,
and he has since 2009.
Gasper,
so
Murray,
I mean,
Gasper,
come on,
Murray, Gasper, he's, Murray.
He's been on the station the entire time we've existed. We used to have a nice little Saturday morning show together.
They're doing
graphics on the simulcast.
Let me see those again. Put it back up.
With our
put
list.
It back up.
They're doing graphics with our list.
I need graphics. Right, I need hardcore graphics.
Hardy,
put them up.
Hardy, Mads, Gasper, my top three friends at the station.
Okay.
Jim, Zoe, T-Bone.
Oh, Jesus, Zoe's
this
fifth.
Show.
Zoe's fifth. Jesus.
Murray, Jim Murray, Jay Stu, Lanny. You want me to keep going? I can keep going.
Yeah.
Wallach, Felger.
Wallach?
Love Wallach. Wallach's been very important to me in my radio career. Felger, Jones, and these are all people, like Felger and Jones are people that will see time to time outside of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, the same
thing. I'm friends with both of those people. Like, there's no one on here that, there's no one I'm not friends with.
I know, that's the problem, you mentioned
what you found out with this, Drew, like, you really can't make a list.
I didn't put
Dan O'Brien, Fred, and Rich. I mean, to a lesser extent, just because I don't see them as much. But still, I mean,
yeah, I should have both Wallach and Big Jim on my list. And I just,
yeah,
this
is the problem. We all sort of get along.
Yeah,
like that's sure, there are times when you get into fights and you bitch at each other, but at the end of the day, I don't have an issue with anybody. I don't think anybody has an issue with me. I think we're a pretty happy place at the end of the day.
I'm glad that you think that.
Maybe I'm wrong. maybe after seeing some of these people, they think, you know, Beatles an a-hole. I don't know. Hardy, am I wrong?
No, that's the thing. It's like, I love Adam Jones. I love working with Adam Jones. I love listening to Jones and Arcan. I like both those guys, but I've never hung out with either one of them.
I've hung out with Jones before. But when we were younger.
Well, you're a big
guy. Before we had kids, before we, you know, became adults.
Pre-COVID, you were the first guy to go hang out. You were all over the hangout. The concert. Hell, you and I hung out. We didn't just go out and grab a meal of food years ago.
Right. Didn't concerts.
Whatever.
Go to dinner. Whatever it might be, Artie. We used to do it, babe.
Right.
You know? For this COVID stuff.
I can't believe Zoe.
Can't say I ever did that with Zoe, though.
Zoe, what's your reaction to being fifth on Beatles' list?
Hey, top five's good on any list. My dad told me that a long time ago. You get a top five on anything, man.
I'm not on your list at all. I didn't even make your list.
Come on.
Once you make the list, though, I mean, that's the list.
That's permanent,
it's a fun
dude.
List.
Once there's
it's a
permanent,
list.
Dude.
Peter, we have a tweet for you. It says, hey, Mark, I'm an aspiring podcast artist with a home studio. I'm wondering if you're available to call in and do an interview about Hardy. It's a six-hour pod called Hey, It's About Hardy.
Oh, my God, that is funny. People are good.
Yeah, I could carve out time for that. Yeah, if we need to. Hey, it's about Hardy.
I should put that tweet up. Oh, my God.
It's great. Oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Do you know who the one person is? And technically not at the station, but do you know who's going to be really upset that their name hasn't been mentioned in any of this?
Who?
Chachi Hannon.
Fowler.
You got to put Fowler in there.
He works for NBC Sports Boston.
Do you think that matters?
Those guys are all knobs up there.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Like, then I have to include Tangway. Like, where do I put Tangway on the list?
Right.
I get along as well with anybody at NBC Sports Boston than I do anywhere else.
Phil Perry?
Phil Perry.
A better collection of people you will not find. From the producers to all the tech people, all the people that you co-host with.
Yes, that's set in jest. Everybody, people know. I'm joking. Okay, I'm going
to
say no.
Well, would you be willing to put Fowler on your list then?
I think what we found out with this drill is really you can't make a list.
Contrary to what we just did, all three of us made a list.
Well, you made a gun to the head quick.
I would say after you get outside of like the top five, though, it's not very productive. It's just a bunch of people that you're friendly with and you sometimes every now and again see. Like, at least from my perspective. There's a large group in that second category.
The graphic says, let's all wish Hardy the best. You got to listen, Fowler.
Why? Why not? Why can't we wish you the best? I always wish you the best. I wish nothing but the best for you.
In fact,
always,
when
Hardy.
You call in, the first thing you need to say is you have to wish Hardy the best and then get to your point.
I think it's an excellent way of doing things. Hardy, why don't you give us headlines? You're so good at doing that.
Yeah, then we'll take calls on Hardy.
Valued member of the team here. And we'll be right back after that. Don't go anywhere.
Keep this going.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 11:42. On a Tuesday.
This is really nice, guys. Thank you. I have a lot of texts to return, a lot of direct messages on my Twitter. People want to know. Yeah.
A lot of people theorizing about what you'll be doing with yourself in the coming months.
What's happening? Hey, I just heard. What's going on? Mike Giardi tweeting, wishing the very best to @Hardy985. Just a unique talent and a hell of a good guy. Hashtag TikTok. Hashtag Power Washer. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that, Giardi.
Just wishing Hardy the best. That's all.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to have to pin a new tweet to my profile here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Patriots called during the last break.
What they
sure
say?
Everything's fine. They went, everything's all right.
They did not.
Yes.
Nobody called from the Patriots.
Yes, they did.
Who called? Who called
Patriots
from the
PR,
Patriots?
Actually, I'm not going to name names. Patriots PR.
High up. This is so great.
High up.
What have we said? That
they're just calling to clarify, just to make
that
sure.
That is suggesting
they get us. They know us. They watch. Dude, we're on every channel in that building, all day. They listen to everything, and they get us. They know. They were just making sure.
Listener email. If you really want to have some fun here. In terms of giving your top five Sports Hub friends, which there are graphics of on the simulcast. Tremendous work by Fowler. Neil writes in, who do you dislike the most or have the most difficulty with in the past? He says, for example, based on my listening, Felger and Marshall Hook detest each other. That is not even close to being true.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Which is funny because, you know, you might get that impression, but that's not true.
Zell's writing his top ten people that he hates the most.
So this is who we've worked with or we've come
yes.
across?
Well,
yes.
I think it's people want to know
excellent.
People on the air, though.
Pre-games,
post-games. On air.
On air. Oh, he was on air.
Gonna need another box.
Wow, I mean, he is writing fast.
I'll wait till next time. I don't want to distract for any break.
No. Who we got on that list?
We'll start with Cattles. He's on there at the top. We'll keep going after that.
So's naming names. Oh, man.
You said make a list.
Yeah, I mean, Neil, the emailer, wanted to make a list.
Neil down.
So, wait, we're going to include people that no longer work here? That could get
gotten ushered out the door, yeah.
That could get interesting. Well, then.
We listed 10 people when we were doing our friends, and now they're only listing 8. And for this, I blame you-know-who. I mean,
Fowler.
This is... Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Fowler.
Yeah, we're sliding 2 people per person here.
617-779-0985. Chris is in Hartford today on a day we are wishing Hardy the best. Hi, Chris.
Hey, morning, fellas. You know, I just woke up. You know, I worked the third shift, and, you know, I've done a lot of damage, you know, and I need to, you know, repent for my sins. You know, Harv, I didn't mean to take it this far.
Right.
I really didn't, Harv. And, you know, I wish you the best wherever you do go.
Thank you.
I hope it's not in sports. I just prayed for everyone's sake. It's not
it's
sports,
the Harvey guy.
Hardy.
Yeah, it's Harvey.
Hardy.
Yeah, the Harvey.
But, Hardy, I love you, though. I do.
Thank you. And thanks for your well wishes. I appreciate it.
See, even on a day like today, Chris in Hartford admits that him trolling you, he actually does like you. Does that make you feel at all better today?
Do you ever fantasize about being able to watch your own funeral and like listen to what people say about you afterward? I think that's a pretty common fantasy, isn't it? Like you daydream about it, like who would be there, you know, who would be crying, who would speak. This is kind of like that. It's it has an element to that.
Zoe would be eating a bag of chips at your funeral.
The response.
That would do. That'd be disrespectful.
I mean, a lot of nice replies.
It's like Breer at Belichick press conference.
Some people saying, "Good, I never liked him."
Yep.
In response to Giardi's tweet, there's someone else here who said,
"That's not nice when the guy's on his way out."
Coronavirus made a dumb political comment. Murder hornets. God, tell me it isn't the murder hornets. No, it's none of that. Still here.
Okay, why don't we get back on track? What do you say?
A couple of distasteful bits in there. I mean. Who knows?
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We will get back on track with this date in show history. We will do that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This has come full circle, by the way. Can I just say, I'm not leaving, I'm not quitting, I'm not dead, and I haven't been fired. But it's come full circle, Beetle, in that I got a direct message from Courtney Fallon, who I replaced Zoe on my list with of the top 10 people at the Sports Hub.
She's going to put the Tangway stuff out.
Like, I hadn't spoken with Courtney Fallon. I don't know how long. She goes, "Oh, my God, I was just listening to you this morning. Where are you going?" "I'm not going anywhere." That's great. Thank you, Beetle. This is good. This is a good bit.
Pat Callahan, tell Hardy he can pound sand. I won't miss him one day.
Yeah. Beetle, you're proud of yourself. Your microphone is down.
Jesus.
Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm proud that everyone has expressed how much they care about you today. I think that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was bad enough when Giardi tweeted it, and now Albert Breer. Do you know how many followers Breer has on Twitter?
500,000.
Yeah, half a million.
We have Europe over.
Me. What did he do?
Yeah. You're up over about 750,000 tweets with your name in it.
Yeah. Shout out to at Hardy985. Your contributions to the station, really, all of our lives will not be forgotten. Hashtag blessed. That's great. That helps. Thank you.
That's a good tweet during these times.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good. All right.
Someone sent me an before we get to this date in show history. Someone sent me a tweet that Cattles sent to Marshall Hook. Did you guys know about this?
No, what?
It was back in 2018 when Tutcher and Rich did the Sports Hub employee draft.
Oh my God.
Where Fred, Rich, and John picked the people they wanted to hang out with.
Right.
And apparently, Marshall Hook had some not so kind things to say about Cattles.
Jesus.
And Cattles.
Wait, here's
back.
My thing. Here's my thing.
This
with
is
Hook
wild.
Too.
I never wait. Saw this. This was insane. It says gutless at Marshall Hook. So Cattles called him gutless.
Where's Corporate Jim? Corporate Jim is very good friends with Cattles. When did this all go down, Jim?
Every time Marshall's on the air, he takes a shot at Nick for some reason.
Is that right?
Jesus
still,
Christ.
To this day, I think. Like, even on the weekends,
oh
when you're listening
God,
sometimes, you'll hear a
this,
random,
this is
like,
what I
dig.
Love about Hook. Like, Hook's like one of the nicest guys to be around, but then he doesn't forget crap.
But he's
and he will
man,
not let it die.
I don't know what the genesis of it. I have no idea. I just know it's been an ongoing, like, thing.
Oh, I had no idea that was a beef.
Hook comes to work so angry, which is what makes him great.
He says,
like,
I
the
guess
day
you
was,
think...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to read it to you. It says,
gutless, Marshall Hook. I guess you think it's cool to talk about me after I leave town. Plenty of people in that building have my number. But nah, I guess you think you can judge my personal decisions. Enjoy sitting atop the morality mountain. Chicken bleep move.
Wow.
Wow. I had no idea that was a thing.
Well, when you own real estate in someone's head, man, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Damn.
They probably didn't even need a response from Book, but I'm sure, oh, okay, I'll reply. No problem. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, today is June 2nd. What happened on this day in recent years?
Well, we go back 5 years to 2015. On this date, 2nd of June, 2015, on the Zolak and Bertrand show, Joe and Evan on WFAN reacted to Caitlyn Jenner. I don't remember this one.
I don't remember any of this.
Bit.
Was this prior to Joe's thing? This little thing?
Oh, it had to have been.
The pineapple and the keys jingle? Yeah.
I don't think that was Joe's thing, though, what was alleged, was it?
I think it was alleged. Let's just play it. Let's play it.
All right. Okay.
I'm actually trying to... Okay. I don't think it's in here. Yeah, go ahead, and if you could play it for me, Jim, because I don't have it here in front of me. Go ahead.
Is this real?
What now? I'm looking at the cover of Vanity Fair.
Who's on the cover of Vanity Fair?
That would be Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, no, she's pretty good. She's pretty good. She's pretty good. Father's a little messed up, but she's pretty good.
Joe.
She's cute. How old is she?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, how old is she?
Caitlyn Jenner is the father.
Oh, what? Oh, that's Bruce? Come on.
I
thought that was one of his daughters.
No, that's him. He changed his name. That's why I'm saying, call me Caitlyn.
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
That's pretty good. He had no idea who it was.
Like, I wonder if I was here that day. I don't remember that at all.
Zoe's totally right on the Beningo thing, by the way. Reading from NJ.com, longtime WFAN midday host Joe Beningo has been accused of sexual harassment and having propositioned a former CBS radio advertising executive for threesomes involving him, his wife, and prostitutes,
Jesus,
according to a lawsuit filed in New York Supreme Court.
Ooh.
Yeah, you remember that much better than I do, Zoe.
Ooh, I don't forget that stuff.
Who was this? Here's what I say. Where do the stuffed tigers come into that, Zoe? Fall into the equation?
There's got to be some freak. That might be part of the freak room. You know what I'm saying? He said, and I asked Joe this when we were doing the simulcast with him, our good friends down there at the WFAN.
Hardy, were you there? Hardy wasn't there
New
for
York.
That.
He was down in Foxwoods with us at the time.
Yeah.
And we're walking by one
of
these high-end shops.
I have a trinket in this room. You keep talking.
Yeah, it's one of these high-end shops that has, like, you know, the five-foot giraffe, the life-size lion. And Joe goes in and buys, like, this $350 stuffed animal. And he's walking out with it, and he's got the big lion, like, underneath his arm, and he's pulling it down the hall. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He goes, oh, I got a room where I collect stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. New York versus Boston.
Yeah,
we were down there.
It's a little table sign.
We went down there, and we thought it was going to be like a big fight, and we all played a little grab ass with each other, and it was actually a love fest between New York and Boston. And Joe said, we have a room in our house where I collect many of these, hundreds of them. So, I mean, I guess he just puts them all through the room.
It was a life-size tiger he was walking, like a white tiger, right? Do I remember
Maybe they
right?
go in with safari hats on and, like, guns. I don't know. Like, hey, let's go on a safari.
They're
in
the
room.
Hunt.
You're the hunted. I'm the hunter. Run.
And everybody's naked.
Yeah, and you can have one of them safari hats on. It just gets everybody in the mood. I don't know. Could happen.
Just real briefly, who was the guy who was like the inside edition or like hard copy guy?
Oh, Pat. What's his name?
Yeah, what was his name? Did the exact same thing.
Pat O'Brien?
Pat O'Brien.
Yes, Pat O'Brien. Thank
nice.
You.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien. Yeah, he had the voicemails.
The voicemails.
Remember the voicemails?
Exact same thing, like trying to solicit somebody. We'll get some Coke, couple of drinks.
You got
to make sure she feels like she's into it, though.
Back in 96, 97, our Super Bowl, I walked in to Pat O'Brien's down in the French Quarter.
New Orleans, yeah.
In New Orleans.
On Bourbon Street.
And Pat O'Brien's sitting there having a cigar.
Pat O'Brien at Pat O'Brien's.
And you know me, I lost it at that point. I'm like, look at you. Look at you sitting there in your own bar, like Pat O'Brien at Pat O'Brien's having a cigar. I was like, come here, look at this guy. It was great.
All right, we
got one of those Shaughnessy moments.
Oh, do you want to do these now, or are we going to have to put them off?
How many more are there?
Well, we got two more, but it's...
Oh, we should probably carry it over.
Yeah, we're already a minute late.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it after the headlines. 90 seconds. All right. Got a very relaxed vibe here today, guys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.